From She, Her, Hers, violinist Laura St. John in performance for very good reason here this afternoon. My name is Mark Wigmore. On this Thursday, you're with the Oasis here on the New Classical FM. Let's get to our look at arts and culture. On Saturday at 8 o'clock, Laura St. John will perform She, Her, Hers in Mezzolini Concert Hall with the Royal Conservatory of Music in downtown Toronto. The solo violin program includes pieces by 12 leading composers, including Laurie Anderson, Valerie Coleman, Gabriella Lena Frank. It's all part of the Conservatory's beloved 21C Music Festival that happens every January to put special focus on contemporary performers and composers. rcmusic.com to pick up your tickets. Canadian-born violinist Laura St. John has been described as a phenomenon, as a high-powered soloist by the Times and the Strad. She was born in London, Ontario, picked up the violin at 2 years old, was performing at four, and had made her way to Paris to study before her 10th birthday. She toured Europe professionally while most of us were suffering through the pains of middle school. At 16, she moved to Moscow on her own to study there, then the Guildhall in London, back to North America in New York and Boston. She's performed with a collection of the world's great orchestras on stages in North and South America, Asia, and Europe. Laura founded her own record label, but has also been a hit in the digital age. She lives in New York these days and has an affinity for reptiles and has performed with a Stradivarius and now a Salaboy Guadagnini. And it's a real pleasure to welcome Laura St. John to the Oasis from the New Classical FM.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
How did I do with my violin pronouncers there?
Pretty good, actually. Yeah. The Guadagnini, you got it right
okay,
on.
Okay. I like that. Yeah. What's it like to, I mean, obviously you can tell the difference once you get to a violin of that quality. I know you had a Stradivarius for a little while, and mm-hmm. now what you're playing. It must be a bit of a trip to think about the history, hundreds and hundreds of years of mastery that, came before us.
Yeah, well, I mean, what's kind of trippy is the idea, for example, my Guadagnini was made in 1779.
Right.
So, Beethoven was like nine.
Yeah.
And
it was there.
He may have heard it. He may have, it may have influenced him, So like when I'm playing something by a classical or romantic composer, I think, well, this may have been in their aura or something like that. But I have a David Wiebe, which is a new one. It was made in 2011, which I've brought here to Toronto.
Okay.
I don't know. There's just something about, when it's new music, why not have a new violin.
And I love that. There's something about timbre and so on that can be attractive for you.
There is. And what's really interesting is a lot of the American luthiers as well, they go up to near Sault Ste. Marie, St. Joe's Island, where apparently the maple up there is like the closest thing to the maple that would have been in Cremona back in the 1700s. Yeah. So a lot of people get their wood from there, which is where, my grandparents were from. So it all sort of comes around.
I like that full circle.
Yeah.
You ever think about that girl, that young woman out in the big world in the 1970s and 80s? I mean, it must have been thrilling, but sort of a very adult world you were placed into pretty early in your life to be on stages and that high level of education and so on.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, one of the best things I ever did actually was what you mentioned, the going to the Soviet Union.
Yeah.
I had just turned 17. I mean, now that I think back, I'm like, oh my God, like I can't believe I did that. It's sort of like former me, and I'm very impressed with myself. But it was an incredible, eye-opening experience that I still think is one of the best years of my life by far.
I'm curious, why did you build your own record company? Because you're in the world, you're on these world stages, you are playing with some of the great ensembles in the world, but you still felt it necessary to say, you know what, I have something to say through this avenue. So tell me a little bit about that motivation.
The motivation is I didn't want anybody telling me what I can and can't record.
Fair. And that was happening before.
Well, it happened to a lot of friends of mine.
Sure.
And a recording is forever. I don't want something out there forever that I wasn't able to completely get behind and believe in. So because of that, I don't have, three recordings a year coming out because I'm a one-person owned label.
Right.
And I'm always traveling, so, you can't do everything all of the time. But everything I've ever put out there is something I can completely stand behind. So they're kind of like little pets of mine, all these recording projects I've done.
Speaking of which, now your record label is named after one of your pets, is that right?
Well, I named a previous iguana of mine after a dragon from the Silmarillion by Tolkien. So,
okay, right.
So in a way, it's all sort of dragon lizard related, yes.
I've known a few snake and lizard people in my life, and it's a specific...
Aren't we awesome?
It's a specific group. I mean, you know, it's not everybody can do it. Not everybody finds the same fascination. Bird people kind of live in their own world.
Oh, yeah, they're very special.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
I love the bird people.
Yeah, I don't know. I think what it might be actually has a little bit to do with Toronto as well, because I just was a dinosaur freak as a child.
Okay.
And the reason I practiced when I was like 7 or 8 for like Toronto Kiwanis, you know, that sort of thing that used to happen actually right over there in the conservatory in Mazzolini Hall.
Right.
The only reason I would practice because my mom would promise me that afterwards we could go to the ROM and I could get another mini dinosaur for my collection if I got a prize.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason I ever like...
Tried
you know,
hard.
Exactly. It was because of dinosaurs. It is probably why I still play the violin actually is thanks to the ROM and dinosaurs and being a reptile freak.
I'm a Victoria, BC kid. We have a really nice museum there, but it lacked a little in the dinosaur world, so I can only imagine being a young person here and having access to the ROM. It's pretty great for kids.
It was pretty great, yeah. I still remember the one-toothed mammoth, and he's still there, but of course it's all much brighter now. Because it used to be, it was a little bit moist, and there was steam, and it was kind of dark.
Right, yeah, that's good. I like the atmospherics. Yeah. By the way, if you're just joining us, it is violinist Laura St. John on Saturday at 8 p.m. in performance, and she will perform music from her recording, She, Her, Hers, in Mazzolini Concert Hall with the Royal Conservatory of Music in downtown Toronto. Solo violin program, including pieces by 12 leading composers. It is part of the 21C Music Festival. So great. rcmusic.com for tickets. So let's talk about this week in Toronto. You mentioned that you're running around. You've got a chamber show that you're involved with and the solo show, is that right?
Oh, tomorrow night, yeah. We're doing a couple of really interesting pieces, actually with my brother as well, with Fazil Say, the Turkish pianist.
Is he here right now?
He is here. I just came from rehearsal with him.
Well, that's incredible. We play his music all the time.
Of course. Yeah. So we're doing his piano quintet and then another thing with soprano.
Oh, wow.
The calendar. Yeah, so that's really interesting. And then Saturday, it's me all by my little... Well, not so little self.
Yeah. This is an idea that I've seen start to permeate the classical world. We see people like Raphaël Agromes, the cellist, Angeau Dubois and La Pietà did kind of a show like this. But it is broad, and so it sort of asks somebody like you to say, okay, if we're going to put this focus on women and composers, is it contemporary? Do we look back in history? So tell us a little bit about this project.
Well, with women composers, it tends to be a little difficult to look back in history since they were so sidelined.
Yeah, they were.
For so long. And there's actually an initiative in the States now called the Boulanger Initiative that has looked into republishing or actually possibly sometimes publishing for the first time.
Sure.
Compositions by women that were, of course, ignored and, sort of thrown into a closet.
We had the folks from Infusion Baroque here, I think it was about last year or 2 years ago, and they've worked very, very hard, and they just talk, it's just painstaking.
Yeah, know? Of course. Yeah. I mean, some of it's still just handwritten.
Yeah.
It's never been published. But they're doing a great job. For my project, pretty much everybody's alive.
Right.
Not everyone.
Which is great, too, though.
It is great, because... Yeah. I don't know. You can tag them on social media.
Sure.
You know, you can't quite
do
that.
Hey, Laurie Anderson, get a load of this. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, she's a friend, and I know all of these
fellow New Yorkers, right?
Fellow New Yorker.
I love it. Yeah.
I've recorded her quartet for Saul.
Oh, cool.
As well, she's just like so super cool. At one point, I just said, you know, look, do you have anything you want to write or anything you want to sort of, and she just sort of said, here, take this song and do something with it. So
really
I did. So it's kind of a solo violin arrangement of one of her songs. A lot of them are Canadian premieres because I haven't done this show yet in Canada. For example, the Valerie Coleman, she's a flutist. She wrote a terrific piece for solo flute, which I just kind of was like, well, you know what? All of this can be done. It somehow can be done on the fiddle.
Yeah.
So I sort of transcribed it myself. And
do you like that arranging process? Because you not only do you have, it's not just about notes and it's not, you know, it's all about inflection and finding the curvature of that sound with the violin. violin and so on.
Well, exactly. And if you do it yourself, I mean, for me, with a ginormous left hand, you know, there's all sorts of things that are very comfortable for me that most people just wouldn't necessarily write.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I can make it completely violinistic if I have my own wherewithal.
Yeah, yeah.
So, in fact, there will be a world premiere of a L'Arrangement.
Okay.
I coined that.
Trademark.
as an encore.
Copywritten, yes.
At this concert. But I'm also doing a little bit of old JS because, you know, you can't have a solo. I mean, everybody who writes for solo violin, of course, is influenced by Bach.
We look to the man who could see the gravity between galaxies. Yes.
And, yeah. I'm going to do the C major, actually. Which has his longest fugue for anything, actually, including organ.
What's next after this cycle of she, her, and hers?
Here, that I think going to Spain,
wow.
To Murcia, and
is it a pretty busy life? You're kind of on the road like 80% of the time, or something.
Oh,
like
I
that?
Wouldn't say 80%.
Yeah.
I can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
No way. Probably less than 50 at this point, which I like.
That feels good.
Yeah, yeah, it's. I can't do that anymore.
Well, you live in a great city too. How is New York? How's it feel?
It's doing well. I love it there. This is real home. Canada's always going to be real home, but
yeah.
It's, you know, it's sort of the city of cities, and also with the amount of traveling I do, it does help to be in a place that big.
Yeah, right.
Three airports.
Centrally located. To,
right.
Yes. Well, you know what? It's interesting when an artist arrives in this studio and we've played so much of your music and your name comes along our little music master playlist all the time and I say your
Aww.
Name and it's just so great to put a personality to that music. So thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you. Thanks a lot.
Really appreciate having you here. She, Her, Hers at Mazzolini Concert Hall, the Royal Conservatory of Music, this Saturday, 8 p.m., and you can pick up tickets at rcmusic.com. So let's listen to more from the recording.